I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Every year on April 1st, the world gives itself permission, briefly, to lie. We call it April Fool's Day. We all know this. But do you know how the tradition started? You might be surprised. The history of the day actually began with a spiritual and moral desire, developed by the Hasmonauts, a little-known sect of monks from the Wupper Valley in Germany. Their idea was that if everyone were permitted one day each year to commit untruths, what they called spielerisch Irreführung, they would get it out of their systems and remain truthful the rest of the year. This would lead to a more gentle, more enlightened society. Okay, I admit, that is not true. April Fools. In fact, while many people believe the tradition goes back centuries, the truth is that it was created in 1957 by Harold Finebaum, a young man from Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, who thought it up on a whim while practicing his magic act. One day, while perfecting the Russian Dragon, a classic sleight of hand card trick where two queens actually swap outfits, he had an idea. What if he could convince everyone in the world to lie to one another just for one day? Once again, I have to come clean. That is not the truth, April Fools. The truth, and this part is real, I promise, is that like most traditions, nobody is entirely sure where April Fool's Day comes from. One popular theory traces it back to 16th century France, when the country shifted its calendar, moving New Year's celebrations from late March to January 1st. People who didn't get that memo or refused to accept it kept celebrating in the spring, and they were mocked, labeled fools, and sometimes became the butt of practical jokes. Another theory reaches even further back to ancient Roman festivals like Hilaria, where disguises and playful deception were part of the celebration.
Ain't it the truth?
Either way, by the 18th century, April Fool's Day had spread across Europe and eventually, like so many cultural exports, it landed in America. But what's interesting isn't just the origin, it's what we do with it. Over time, April Fool's Day has become a stage for some of the most elaborate, creative, and occasionally believable hoaxes ever pulled off. Take the story, often attributed to the jazz violinist Joe Venuti, a legendary prankster who allegedly, one April 1st, called a handful of bass players. Each one told the same thing, bring your bass to Times Square for a special job. One by one they showed up, only to find each other standing there holding their basses, with Joe Venuti, in some building nearby, looking down on them and laughing. Whether it actually happened that way, it's hard to say. But like a lot of jazz stories, it may live somewhere between truth and invention, a kind of spielerisch Irreführung of its own. And maybe that's the point. At its best, April Fool's Day isn't really about lying. It reminds us, just once a year, that the things we take for granted might not be as solid as they seem. That authority can be imitated. That certainty can be fragile. And that every now and then, it's worth questioning what we think we know and laughing at the things we're willing to believe.
It might as well be spring.
Happy April Fool's Day. I'm Hector Coulon, WBGO News.